Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I am here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Kind of a special show today, so we might be reserving time for the phone calls a little bit later. And if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be back. Remember to download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. It's really great, getting a lot of nice comments about it. And here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button now, you have instant access to all of the laws governing condominium associations, HOAs. You even get the Florida Administrative Code. This will come in handy during your board meetings and those elections that are literally like around the corner at this point. You can also listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly, just like I did when I was on vacation. You can go directly to the show's website, see who our sponsors are. Go directly to the website for the law firm, Glazer & Associates, and find out more about us. You can also instantly send us your questions and comments, read all of our prior newsletters, and, of course, register for our seminars, which we'll talk about in a moment. You can also read our blog articles tomorrow. So what happens when you use those reserve funds for something other than reserves, or something other than fixing the place up? Can your board get in trouble? And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. And again, just before we really jump back into the mix today, let's just get some more housekeeping out of the way and remind everybody that our free courses and days of education are back. School starts tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Now's the perfect time to actually talk about that. And remember, a board member has to be certified within 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if you don't, you're removed from the board. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. Believe it or not, Karen, we've now certified over 8,000
wow.
people all across the state.
You're amazing. And it was all free. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And our first course is already approaching. It is Saturday, September 20th. It'll be here in Broward County at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And it's really a complete day of education for everyone. There's a lot in store. The festivities get underway with check-in and breakfast at 8 a.m. You get to meet all of our sponsors, eat some breakfast at 9 o'clock. Our board certification course will start. And, of course, we will also be including a discussion of all the new laws for 2014. After our seminar, our guests can choose to attend more than two or more of the following classes, all for free. And here's a list of those courses.
All right, let's run through them quick. Watch Your Wallet by Associa.
Roofing 201 by Best Roofing.
Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management.
Budgets and Reserves by Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg.
Energy Savings 101 by Elkon Electric.
Asphalt 101 by Driveway Maintenance.
Hoarding 101 by Service Master, a hot topic now.
Saving Capital, all about reserve studies and more, by Custom Reserves.
And finally, the Complaint Process, which is going to be taught by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Remember, our board certification course provides 3 continuing education credits for community association managers, and almost all the courses taught by our sponsors provide 1 continuing education credit as well. After the courses are over, lunch is going to be served for everybody as well, so it really should be a nice day. It's all free, and we really look forward to the event.
So where else will you be teaching, sir?
Yeah, busy schedule coming up. We're going to be all over the state. So here we go. In addition to September 20th at the Hard Rock, on October 2nd, we're going to be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami. On October 15th, we're going to be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in West Palm Beach. A week later, October 22nd, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa. And November 12th, the PM Expo event in St. Petersburg. And we really have lots more in store in December. And, of course, the first half of 2015, literally all around the state, just keep checking our website.
So how does everyone register for any of these events?
All right, two ways to register, Karen. First, you can visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Or if you're smart enough to download our new app, just click on the Register for Our Seminars tab, and you'll get an email that you are, in fact, registered.
So I have to ask you, how was the vacation?
The vacation was wonderful. Really had a great time with the family. We started out in Toronto for a few days, then Niagara Falls, Hershey, Pennsylvania for 3 days, and we ended up in the best city of them all for four nights, New
Woo-hoo!
York, New York.
Nice.
Yeah,
had you been to Niagara Falls before?
I think when I was like 5 years old. Yeah, didn't remember it too well, but
Amazing.
Really had a wonderful time.
Okay, and how can you say it's the best city in the country? I keep reading that New York's finest keep arresting Elmo, Spider-Man, Cookie Monster in Times Square.
Yeah, it keeps happening. That's true. Now, for those of you that remember the old Times Square of, like, you know, hookers and peep shows, you wouldn't believe how Times Square has actually changed. The problem is you have all these characters dressed up in these costumes, and they want to take a picture with all the tourists, so the tourists think it's free, and then Spider-Man demands a $20 bill
God.
From your four-year-old, right? And he won't let you out of his web, basically, until you give the $20 to him. So the cops really had to crack down, but it was still great going home. Really had a good time.
Whatever made you leave New York City in the first place, I know that you're an NYU graduate.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I graduated in '89, and having worked for 4 years in the Brooklyn DA's office during probably the worst crime period the city had ever seen, you know, I thought it was enough, basically. And you know, those of you who lived in the Northeast and New York in the 80s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The city, New York at the time, was dangerous, and on top of that, race relations were horrible. And in all candor, I made the mistake of thinking that New York City had its best days behind it. And all I can say is I've never been more wrong about anything in my life.
Wow.
Because New York is back bigger than ever.
It is. And you're going to try to convince everyone that New York doesn't have crime anymore?
Well, you know, there's still crime, but you know, I'll say this. There are areas of Brooklyn, for example, that in the 80s, if you drove through it, you would never get out of the car. But today, you couldn't afford to live in some of those
Beautiful.
Areas, believe it or not. And not only didn't New York City go the way of, let's say, Detroit, for example, but I think New York made the most amazing comeback imaginable. How about this? Crime is down about 80% from the 1980s.
Wow.
My old office, the Brooklyn DA's office, is handling about 20% of the caseload that it used to have back in the 80s. The city, I gotta tell you, at least Manhattan, clean, race relations are great. Even the South Bronx, believe it or not, is on its way back. It's now called SoBro.
SoBro.
Yeah, for short. And areas like Harlem, Washington Heights, they've even become unaffordable at this point.
Thanks to Bill Clinton with Harlem.
Really. And even the subway system never worked better, and the place is cleaner than ever before. So New York definitely made its way back.
It sounds like you're about to go back. I mean, yeah. I was there in 07 and loved it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going back anytime soon, but I got to tell you, when retirement comes around, I think my wife and I would like to be like reverse snowbirds and spend a few months a year there in what I think certainly the greatest city in the country. But we'll see. Hopefully that'll play out. But while crime is down in New York, the flip side to that here is yet another director of a homeowners association gets arrested in Broward County for stealing association funds. And what makes this one interesting is that I had the pleasure, actually, of working on this case with a unit owner in the Mainland 7 Homeowners Association in Tamarack, who, believe me, despite what you read, he helped bring down the president. No two ways about that. He has an amazing story to tell. And when we get back from our first break, I'm going to introduce Steve Soloff to all of you. You will definitely want to hear about how one determined unit owner brought down his president. I promise you this is an interesting story. We'll take your calls as well, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm, of course, here with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. We will take your calls toward the end at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. If you're on hold, hang on, but we have got an amazing show for you right now.
Yeah, and without any further ado, let's introduce Steve Soloff, the guy that I'll call the hero of Mainland 7, to the show. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you again in person.
All right. Let's give everybody some background as to why you got involved the way you did, how long you lived in the community, and whether or not you yourself were actually ever a board member.
I've been there for a little more than 14 years, and I've never served on the board of directors.
All right. Now, just to give everybody some background about what you do for a living, and I ask you because I want to see if what you do kind of helped you put the pieces of this puzzle together.
So I'm a software engineer in the aerospace industry, and my day is pretty much consumed with solving problems that require considering a lot of small details. And those small details matter because in our industry, for example, the difference between a one and a zero could cause a $200 million aircraft to fall out of the sky. Or even worse, result in the loss of the pilot's life.
Right. So when someone says, what do you think you are, a rocket scientist? He can actually say, as a matter of fact,
I am.
Right. All right. So what do we know? Now, this broke when I was on vacation, but the Sun Sentinel reported this week that the president of the Mainland 7 Homeowners Association in Tamarack allegedly stole about $180,000 from the association. And, I got to ask you, what in the world made a non-board member like you suspicious about this president that perhaps the other members of the board maybe should have caught before you?
Well, back in June of 2013, the husband of my HOA president was arrested for cocaine possession. And it took a few months for that story to circulate through the neighborhood. But once I heard about it, I looked it up on the clerk of court's website. The HOA president was the cash bond depositor on that case, so her full legal name actually appears in the court documents. What surprised me the most was that the name listed was not the name that I knew her by. In the community, we all knew her as Michelle Coe. But her full legal name is Michelle Adrian Changarco. So, knowing her full name, I pumped it back through the clerk of court's website and discovered that in 97, she'd actually pled guilty to two felonies, grand theft and forgery. And that immediately set off alarm bells in my head because, as we're going to discuss later, the board had actually been fooled by a forged document the year before.
Right. I just want to make sure. Adjudication, I believe, was withheld on those
cases.
Correct.
Adjudication was withheld.
Right.
And so I forwarded that information to a group of homeowners who had been concerned for some time that Michelle was actually up to something. And in October of 2013, one of those homeowners, her name was Deborah Sisson, she got a hit on some old documents that she had from when she served on a budget committee. And those documents, which were one page from the general ledger and one page of a bank statement, showed that the HOA was writing some pretty large checks to someone named Michelle A. Charger for the service of, quote, City of Tamarack liaison. And, obviously the similarity between Michelle A. Charger and Michelle A. Changar was too much of a coincidence for us to ignore.
It doesn't sound like the best plan.
No.
Just to change, one or two names in your last name.
Two letters,
yeah.
So at this point, Deb remembered that she had one page of a contract that another board member had shown her back in 2012. And that contract, which was dated back from 2008, obligated Mainland 7, as well as Mainlands 5 and 6, which are the HOAs that neighbor us, to hire the City of Tamarack liaison at a cost of $2,575 per month for an indefinite period of time.
Wow.
The contract, it literally sounded so ridiculous and looked so fake that I couldn't believe anyone would actually try to pass this off to somebody else.
God knows what a City of Tamarack liaison is, by the way, but apparently that's what the checks were made out for. All right, so now you start putting two and two together, and what steps did you take in order to find out, who was this alleged City of Tamarack liaison and why was she getting over $2,500 a month from your association?
So first, we contacted the other HOAs that were listed in the contract. We were able to actually talk to the president of Mainland 6, and he said that he had never heard of anything even remotely similar to what we were talking about. Then we went over to the city clerk's office and we talked to Pat Tufel, the city clerk, and she said that she had never heard of an HOA hiring a liaison. And I don't even think she knew what a city liaison was as well, nor did she know anyone at the city named Michelle A. Charger. And kind of a quick side note here, it turns out that our HOA president had been the chairwoman of the City of Tamarack Parks and Recreation Committee for several years. So she was well known to people in city government. Mm-hmm. And while we were talking to Ms. Tufel, one of the clerks in the back overheard us, and she yelled out, "Do you mean Michelle Changarco?" And it literally took everything I had not to yell back, "Yes, ma'am, that's exactly who I mean." But obviously, we were still trying to do things under the radar a little. Finally, you know, we ended up contacting our city commissioner, Pam Bushnell. And I got to say, Commissioner Bushnell really helped us out so much during this whole time. And when we explained to her what was going on, she couldn't believe what she was hearing. She went ahead and did her own investigation. She talked to every city department, as many people as she could talk to, trying to find out what was going on. It took her about a week and a half to do it. And she eventually prepared a letter for us that we could take back to the board stating there is no contract between Mainland 7 and the city, and there was no person named Michelle A. Charger working there.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me that Commissioner Bushnell said, wait a minute, if there's anybody that's actually a liaison between the city and the homeowner association, it's me, your commissioner from your district.
I'm
the liaison.
Official.
Right. So, you know, there certainly shouldn't be anybody else on your payroll getting a check to be the liaison. But, okay, so things start to actually unravel. And at some point, you raise your concerns to the sitting board of directors, but you weren't necessarily greeted warmly and with open arms.
Right. A small group of homeowners presented evidence of the fake contract and the checks to the board at their regular meeting on October 14th, 2013. We obviously knew Michelle was going to be hostile towards us, but we thought that the rest of the board was going to act on the evidence and begin their own investigation to find out who this non-existent person, Michelle A. Charger, was and why we were paying her $25.75 a month. Nothing could have prepared me for what I went through for that next hour. Three of the four other board members in attendance became outright antagonistic. The vice president went so far as to accuse me of manufacturing the fake contract and some of the other evidence that was presented. This is funny. The lawn director called me a weasel. Then he apologized and said I was a ferret instead. I don't know if that was intended to be an upgrade or a downgrade on the scale of furry mammals.
Right.
But anyway, figuring they'd believe documentation from the clerk of courts, I went ahead and I presented Michelle's past criminal history. Of course, Michelle, she denied that she was the same person listed for those forgery and grand theft charges. So I produced the court records for her husband's arrest and asked her who was the other Michelle Adrian Changarco with the same date of birth who bailed her husband out of jail back in June.
Right.
And you had to be there, but the look on her face was priceless.
I love it.
I can see that.
At this point, the vice president stood up, picked up some random piece of paper from the table, and pretended to go ahead and read my criminal history. Now, he was saying this in a very sarcastic way. It was obvious, but in front of the whole room, he went on to accuse me of being a pedophile and a wife beater. And I was kind of shocked. And when I looked out at the other homeowners in attendance and looked at their faces, I mean, we all definitely heard the same thing and couldn't believe what was going on. Obviously, ultimately the meeting ended. The board said reluctantly that they were going to look into the matter. But the best part is they put Michelle in charge of the investigation.
Can you believe this? So just let's recap what in the world you just said, because you said a lot. So you present this very detailed investigation that you did to your board of directors, saying that obviously there's checks being written for over $2,500 a month to someone that certainly seems to have the same name, pretty close to the same name, as the current sitting president. Nobody knows why it's being written. All that we know is that the current sitting members of the board, some of which start to accuse you of being a pedophile and having your own criminal problems in the past.
It's not actually true. They did know about it, but they didn't. I don't think they realized how long it had been going on for.
Right.
There was a meeting where, from what I was told, Michelle presented, or I don't know if she actually presented the contract, but she told the sitting board, this was back in 2011, that she found the contract and that they were obligated to pay it. And so they knew that there was, when I asked them, how many times have you paid them paid this person? They said, we think once.
And your board, just to clarify, you bring this to the attention of the board that the current president may be involved in some wrongdoing, and the board puts the same president in charge of the investigation.
That's correct.
It's really difficult to actually believe. But all right, tell us what happens at the next meeting.
So it was on October 29th, about almost 15 days later. And I asked the board if they had done their investigation. Had they pulled any canceled checks just to see? Because one other thing we did is we tried to search for Michelle Charger. There is one lady named Michelle Charger in the entire United States, and she lives in Oregon.
Right, so I take it that wasn't her.
That wasn't her. So we wanted to find out who the checks were going to. But their answer to every question that was posed was, come to the next meeting where our attorney will be present. And this is when I realized nothing was going to happen without some kind of intervention. And it was actually that night, I believe, I emailed you. And I think your response was, this is insane.
Yeah, this was insane. Here's what I want to do. I think this is actually a perfect time to take our bottom of the hour break and let everybody chew on a little bit what they just heard. And your, quite frankly, amazing story about the board putting the president in front charge of her own investigation. And if you think that's something, just wait till you hear what Steve has to say when we get back. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Community Association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one, Mo.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards, to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Hard work never killed anybody. But why take a chance? This is 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain
drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com. ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we are talking with Steve Soloff, and it's an amazing story.
Yeah, and before the break, we were telling everybody that the board wound up putting the president in charge of her own investigation of wrongdoing, but I got to tell you, that's not really what makes this case even more amazing to me. It's what the papers also didn't report. From what I recall, Steve, when two of the directors actually woke up and started to ask some questions, there were some interesting events just before a board meeting started involving a fake lawsuit. Tell everybody what that's all about.
Yeah, so back in early 2012, the treasurer and another director were trying to find out why we had such a huge loss in 2011, and obviously we now know. But they spent about 2 months trying to get records from the management company, and they never seemed to get what they were asking for. And at the April 9th, 2012 board meeting, the president had previously invited the association attorney a couple days in advance, sent a notice out to the community saying, you're not going to be allowed to show up because they're going to discuss attorney-client privilege information. So, but I went anyway, and about 30 minutes into the meeting, she told all the homeowners that they had to leave because of that attorney-client privilege discussion. And ultimately, you know, once I left, but I was told later that she presented a lawsuit that she said she received from a process server about 2 hours, coincidentally, before the meeting started. And this lawsuit accused those two board members who were investigating the finances of being dishonest, as if. And if they didn't resign at that meeting immediately, not only would the HOA be sued for $1 million, but the board members would also be sued individually for $1 million.
Okay, I just want everybody to, I want to make sure everybody understands, I want to get this straight. There were two suspicious board members. However, when these two suspicious board members started to do a little digging, suddenly the president, who was the one that needed to be investigated, the president comes forward and says, wait a minute, hold on, I was just served with a lawsuit that was filed against the association and these two directors who were poking around, and they're seeking millions of dollars due to these two directors' dishonesty unless they immediately resign. And unfortunately, these two people who were accused in this fake lawsuit, they get nervous and apparently they resign.
Yeah, they resigned. Remember, the association attorney was there in the room, but he never said a word. And, you know, these two people, they felt like no one else was sticking up for them. And if an attorney was there and thought it was illegitimate, he would have said something, right?
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
So we did a 723-035 records request about 4 weeks later to get a copy of that lawsuit. And literally within 5 minutes, it was obvious it was a forgery. It was so poor, it looked like a seven-year-old had put it together. I mean, get this. The author cut out markings from real court cases, taped them on top of a printed Word document, and then photocopied it. There were actually letters in the text cut off from where the white margin of the cutout markings overlapped the text. And ultimately, a police report was made by the homeowner whose name was used fraudulently as being the author of the lawsuit.
As the plaintiff, right. He wasn't really a plaintiff at all.
Right. And we told the board at their next meeting that they had basically been fooled and someone was trying to manipulate them as at that time, we didn't know what the purpose was. You know, there were some board members who were legitimately concerned, but Michelle and the key officers took an attitude of, oh, well, it happened. Let's move on. A few months later, a lot of the people in the community were justifiably upset that the board still hadn't done anything to right the wrong. We were just asking that they nullify the two board members' resignations.
Resignations, right.
So to quash this kind of perceived rebellion that was coming up, the board had the association attorney send a letter to every homeowner basically saying, move along, nothing to see here. And what's great is the letter ended with the statement that, quote, there is nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide, huh?
And,
yeah.
And, you know, whoops, I guess the association attorney should have actually checked in the stuff before she wrote that memo.
All right. Now, at some point it gets interesting when you hired me to help you get some of the records that we thought would help prove that all the shenanigans that were going on. And we got a certified letter out to the association. And their counsel said, you know, come on by to inspect the records and tell everybody what you and I found when we were finally able to see the records. Turns out that things were even worse than we thought.
Wow.
Yeah, and don't forget, Dr. Glazer, that you also served the city of Tamarack with a FOIA request to officially determine the existence or non-existence of the city of Tamarack liaison, as well as anything Michelle was involved in her time at the city.
For people who don't know what that is, that's a Freedom of Information request that I sent to the city.
Right. So, yeah, when we walked in to inspect the HOA records, we were thinking we'll probably find $5,000 to $10,000 in checks, $60,000 at the most based on our reading of that fake contract. And I don't know whose jaw hit the desk first, yours or mine, but when we saw just how many checks there were and the amounts, it wasn't just one check for $25.75 a month. She was paying herself an additional $3,000 a month for, quote, retroactive work she did as liaison from 2008 when the contract started up until the time the first check was cut in May 2011.
That's wild.
And then we saw that single check for over $20,000. We knew this was going to easily be over $100,000. And I think it was even more shocking to me what happened at the end of our inspection. I mean, by this time, the association attorney had obviously already reviewed the documents that we requested, so she already knew what we were going to find. And you asked her what the board was going to do now that the theft had been established. And I was floored when she said, the board doesn't want to create any more animosity in the community, so they're going to keep it quiet.
Mm.
Obviously, we didn't allow that to happen. Upon your recommendation, I went ahead and I just posted everything, all the evidence, on December the 6th to a Yahoo group that's frequented by a bunch of HOA members.
Yeah, needless to say, I think we both walked out of that meeting feeling that the association members have a right to know exactly what was happening in their community. It was their money that was stolen, and I think they certainly had the right to know. And in fact, it turns out that at least some of the checks show that the president's husband was also paid some money as well.
Oh, my God.
Right. They were ostensibly paying him to repair and remodel four homes that the HOA had foreclosed on in the past year.
All right. But you didn't stop there. You know, now you really had your ducks in a row, and at some point you get the police involved, right?
We actually tried to get BSO involved after that debacle at the October 14th board meeting, but the deputy on duty at the window told us that only a board member could make a report about HOA theft.
Wow.
And obviously, that wasn't going to happen at that time. But, you know, thanks to Commissioner Bushnell and Tamarack BSO Captain Neil Glassman, an investigation was ultimately opened on November the 5th. And I think you and I met with Detective Kevin Mower about 2 days after that. And we told him what our plans were for the records requests, and he told us it would just be faster to get the case moving for us to proceed with our records inspection than for him to start issuing subpoenas. And once we completed our records inspection, we turned over about 200 pages of evidence to Detective Mower, who then began to issue the subpoenas.
Yeah, then the subpoenas started to fly. But by the way, this fraud happened, I don't want to gloss over this, even with a professional management company working at the association this whole time.
Yes, sir. Once the theft was uncovered, the property manager, you know, he acted surprised, claimed he was embarrassed that it all happened. I mean, you have to understand that we've had the same property manager, not just the company, the same property manager since 2006, and the theft started to consume significant significant income in 2011, and yet he never noticed.
Hmm.
What's funny is that the property manager, actually, I think it was his mother, which is the owner of the property management company, had the audacity to tell homeowners at the HOA meeting where the theft was first disclosed in late December that the management company was the one responsible for discovering the theft. And I was just like, yeah, right, only because you had given them a roadmap from Eric Glazer that had told them exactly which records to look for.
Yeah, well, another one stealing my thunder. What can I tell you? All right, it makes you shake your head that the management company somehow didn't catch the theft, but it also bothers me, quite frankly, that the other directors didn't catch the theft. The accounting firm didn't catch it, but one determined unit owner caught the theft, someone who wasn't even on the board. And I got to ask you, are you surprised that people other than yourself didn't catch what was going on before you did? And do you have some, anger about that, some animosity?
Well, I was definitely not the only homeowner involved on the civilian side of this investigation. There are a lot of good people in the community who contributed in one way or another to get this to happen. And I'm really happy that on the occasions when I asked those other homeowners for help, they definitely answered the call. I only wish that the old board would have taken their fiduciary responsibility seriously and not allowed this to go on so long.
I mean, yeah. If you didn't uncover this, would it have continued to go on?
Yeah, no reason to think it wouldn't, right? Yeah, and after you supplied the police with all the ammunition you had, I guess they kept in touch with you when they were looking at you as the lead guy.
Affirmative. I don't know about the lead, but definitely Detective Mower met with us in your office for about 2 hours after he received the answers to his first round of subpoenas. Unfortunately, Detective Mower retired about a month later, and that caused the investigation to be paused for a bit. But Detective Scott Stone took over in April, and he did a great job closing the case. This guy was relentless. I probably spoke to him about four or five times during his four-month investigation. And obviously, for the number of subpoenas he ultimately had to issue, I think that's a pretty good window to complete the investigation.
Yeah. And of course, word eventually gets out in the community about the investigation. And did the same president and the other board members get on the board again at the next election? How'd that go down?
Just to be clear, not every person on the old board was an antagonist or some kind of Michelle sycophant. I mean, some were simply new. They were looking to the veteran board members for guidance. They really didn't know what was going on. And I think it was obvious to the community who those people were. Michelle refused to resign when the results of the records inspection forced the board to address the issue. She never showed up to another meeting, this may come as a big surprise, she did not run for re-election in February. Most of the other old board members also chose not to run for re-election.
All right. Interesting side note. The association cleans house at some point. They wind up getting a new management company. They wind up getting new attorneys. And a few hours before they were actually set to interview some law firms, I get asked to interview with the association literally at like the last minute. To be honest, I think it was about 24 hours before they had scheduled all this, weeks in advance. So basically, you know, my attitude at that point was, really? You know, you got to put me through an interview, huh, in front of an audience and in front of other firms, you know, helping uncover $200,000 in fraud that was happening right under your nose isn't enough. Practicing for 23 years isn't enough, I guess. Teaching 8,000 Floridians isn't enough. You still want me to interview further in a room along with several other law firms, and at the very last minute to be asked, by the way. So I basically tell them, it's okay, I'll pass. Good luck. But I got to tell you, there are other people in the community that have been kind enough to send me emails, lots of them in the community, thanking me for helping them. And for those that are listening now, all I can say is it's my honor and my pleasure, and I appreciate your kind words.
So, yeah, as I said before, there's definitely a group of concerned homeowners who've been following this from the beginning, and they know what's really been going on despite kind of the misleading reports in the other media that a board member discovered the crime. I mean, no member of the old board ever reported this until the new president came in and reported it on behalf of the association in January. I mean, the report that kind of they're citing in the news about an old board member reporting it on February 14th was simply that he had discovered that $20,000 check in February 2014, and he didn't recognize his name and wanted to file a police report for that.
Right.
I mean, it's only right for those of us in the community that we thank the people that helped stop the bleeding. And I know that if it wasn't for you, we would have never got those records, and every homeowner in Mainland 7 would still be paying an additional $25 a month towards subsidizing Michelle's lifestyle.
Thanks for those words, Steve. Let's do this. Let's take our last break of the hour. When we get back, anybody who wants to call in and have any questions for Steve, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls on this big mess. And the number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, interesting story today. But Steve, I got to ask you, it seems like week after week on the show, we talk about a board member or a manager that gets caught stealing association funds. You know, why do you think this happens so frequently?
It's cliche, but apathy of the members is definitely the problem. I never went to an HOA meeting for the first 8 years that I lived there. And since I started going to meetings, I sometimes find that I'm the only one there, at least from the non-board members. And if you have a criminal on the board, they feel empowered when they think there's no one there watching what they do.
Kind of makes sense, right? You know, to the people that are listening, what do you tell the people that think this type of stealing may be going on in their community, but they're perhaps also getting resistance to their request for records?
I don't think I have an answer for the average homeowner. It's too easy to say get involved or something like that. But homeowners really have a tough time getting access to records when they have to go up against a big management company or a law firm. And unless you're a professional, you don't know if you're seeing everything or only those things that the powers that be want you to see. Ultimately, hiring an attorney, as we had to do in this case, may be the best option.
You know, and I want to actually say this. I want everybody to know this. This is something that you actually did on your own volition. This is something that you spent your own money, quite frankly, hiring an attorney to do.
Right.
And to take it this far, at a minimum, the association should reimburse you your costs on this one for helping them uncover all of this. Because if not for you, hundreds of thousands of dollars more might have been stolen. We don't know. So, again, this is something that one determined unit owner was so upset about that he even hired his own attorney to get to the bottom of this.
Amazing.
Really, it is amazing.
But just to continue on with your other question, or your last question, you know, if you're a board member, though, and you're looking for a way to prevent something like this from happening in the future, transparency is definitely the key. The new treasurer we have now, she's awesome. Whereas the previous board was content to let the management company simply tell us only what our monthly balances were, she's actually starting to publish detailed monthly financials in a location where homeowners can examine them freely without having to
Perfect.
Go through the trouble of a records inspection.
Sounds great.
And once something like that's in place, it makes it that much harder for an embezzlement such as ours to go unnoticed for so long.
Well, you know, I don't know what other people in your community are saying, but I'll say to everybody that's listening right now, Steve Soloff, you are a hero in your community, and they should rename the pool area, the gym or something after you, after they get back at least some of the funds from insurance and part of the funds, hopefully from the ex-president. You know, when it all goes down, hopefully there'll be some sort of a restitution order.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've never even used the pool the entire time I've lived there. But, you know, maybe calling it the Never Forget Michelle Changar Co. Memorial Pool will have a more sobering effect on the board members who serve in the future to remind them what happens when you don't live up to your fiduciary responsibility.
I wonder how much time she'll get.
I don't know. But, Steve, I got to ask you this. You know, why aren't you on the board? It seems as if you did all the work anyway.
For the most part, it's never really interested me. I'm one of those people who I hate telling other people what to do. And obviously, as a board member, you have that responsibility to enforce the declarations and covenants of the association, and I don't want to be that guy.
Well, maybe you should be that guy, but I definitely want to thank you for not only being such a wonderful client, but also for being such a great guest on the show today.
Thank you, sir.
Much appreciated. All right, we got about 2-3 minutes left. How about we go to Sam in Boynton Beach? How are you, Sam?
Yes. I was just wondering, doesn't the board member's insurance cover that? Or
Yeah, and boards.
Or,
misuse. Yeah. By the way, this was something that I helped get passed a couple of years ago, 2 years ago actually. The association has to have insurance in place now to cover employee theft. So, if the way I understand it, the board, at least the last we've heard, the association was offered about half the money back so far from their insurance company, but I don't know if that claim has actually been settled yet. Okay, but about half. Okay. All right, we got anybody else on hold there? All right, let's put next call through. Who do we got?
Hello.
Who's this, Joe?
Aiken.
Hello.
It's Aiken, hi.
Hello.
Aiken, I'm sorry, Aiken, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Okay, how can we help? Real fast.
Real fast. I bought my condo with the lien. This lien was from the city to the association. Bylaws indicates that association is responsible for the common areas. When I sold my condo last week, new owner forced me to pay this lien. It's a partial lien amount. And my thing is that may I get this money back even though I knew that there was a lien on the property and I cleaned it?
In other words, you were the seller and they wouldn't let you sell the property unless your portion of the lien was actually paid for at the closing. That's what you're asking for? Yes, you may be
right.
able to... Yeah.
Yeah, the buyer forced me to do it, and I went to the city and get the partial lien amount, and it was $7,000. I negotiated with them, lowered it to $2,000. That's only for the association, though, but I was kind of responsible for
right.
it. I paid it. I sold my unit, so I was thinking that if I can ask to reimburse that money from the association.
Yeah, what could have happened is at the closing, that those monies could have been held in escrow until such time as the association actually paid off their lien, and you could have gotten your specific portion back subsequent to the time that it was paid off, but apparently that didn't happen. Sorry, though. We got to go on. We got with the 2 minutes we got left. How about we go to Joe in Boynton Beach. How are you, Joe?
How are you? Very quickly, we have a reserve fund that's a line item for renovation of our clubhouse. We have $500,000 in that account. The question is, if it's just replacement for carpeting, wallpaper, and chairs, things like that, no structural changes, is that a capital improvement or is that just a replacement improvement?
It's probably,
if it's over $40,000, any capital improvement, we have to go to the membership.
Capital improvements are when you're making, like, you know, changes, significant changes, things like that. If you're just repairing and replacing things that are already there, not a capital improvement, no vote of the unit owners necessary.
Okay, and last question on that. If we want to do $1 million worth of renovation, so that's a $500,000 special assessment, who votes on that, the community or the board?
The board. A lot of people think the unit owners have to vote on special assessments. They do not. Special assessments are a vote of the board of directors only. Okay, and on that note...
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You got
it.
Thank you. All right, Steve, got to tell you, I thought today was one of the most interesting shows mm-hmm. we ever did. I would think there's some people that have listened today that are actually in awe of everything you've accomplished over the last few months. I know I am. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks again, Karen, and we will see you again, same time, same channel next week. Be good.